Vermont is full of memorable characters and stories. Just take a listen to these voices.
True stories. I only have true stories.
I sweeten anything with syrup. I don't use any white sugar. I love little syrup on toast, bread, anyway.
You know what? If we're not going to fit in, I'm going to be fabulous, and I'm going to be fun, and I'm going to have a good time, and I'm going to wear women's clothes.
That was Mi'kmaq Saring, Thelma Neal, and the drag performer known as Mama. They're all Vermonters featured in Vermont Untapped, a new podcast from the Vermont Folklife Center. The podcast draws on the center's massive archive of ethnographic research and oral history. VPR's Mitch Ortlieb recently spoke with Mary Wesley, an educator at the Vermont Folklife Center and the host of Vermont Untapped. Here she is speaking with Mitch about why these recordings were first made.
The Folklife Center has been recording the lives and voices and experiences of Vermonters since the mid-70s. So our mission is to document, sustain, and present the diverse cultures of Vermont. So that means we like to talk to people about their lives and their experiences. So all of these different interviews were in the context of the Vermont Folklife Center doing field work, going out into the state and talking to people.
So we're a small state, but there is a wide range of folks to listen to, voices to hear, and historical things to go through. So how big is this archive?
I think we're at about 6,000 interviews and counting.
Wow.
So we have been building it since the mid-70s, and it continues to grow.
How do you begin to go through all that audio and decide what to use?
That's really the origin of the name of our podcast, Vermont Untapped, is that we have this massive, amazing treasure trove of Vermonters' voices. And the podcast, and really all any of our work that's presented publicly, is always the tip of the iceberg. We have so much more in the archive. So this is another opportunity to share some of those riches. And when it comes to getting some of that archival audio ready to share in any way, it just involves a lot of listening.
The second episode was produced by independent producer Erica Heilman. She, of course, has done some work with us here at VPR for Rumble Strip. She talks a bit about the Folklife Center's process. And unlike what we do in journalism, where a reporter does an interview and then uses the recording however they like, you actually go back to the subjects and have them listen to the stories before they're made public. In some cases, they give feedback. What's the idea behind doing it that way?
Collaboration is a really huge part of our methodology at the Vermont Folklife Center. So when we say that we are documenting the lives of Vermonters, that means we're working with them to document and record and share their stories as they wish them to be shared. And we think that, you know, the importance of that is the more that we can kind of see and understand our neighbors and other people who are living in our communities and in our state, the more connected we can feel and the more understanding can be created. But it's just really important to us in that process that whoever's story is being represented is in on the process.
Have you ever run into a situation, though, where somebody was listening back to something and said, No, you can't use that. I don't want you to use that. And maybe you really want to. What happens then?
We don't use it. Really, it's different. And exactly, we do kind of set ourselves up for the possibility of not making someone's story or voice public.
Yeah, and this is not a newspaper. It's not functioning in the same way that, you know, a news organization does anyway. So there is that distinction. The first few episodes have a real range of voices. Deer hunters, members of Vermont's drag scene. What are some of the other voices listeners can expect to hear in the future?
Our archive has a large collection of materials related to traditional arts and music. So some of the episodes we're working on coming up are connected to that. We have a huge collection of Franco-American music and culture and history documented in there. So, yeah, it's a huge range, and, you know, we try to reflect the diversity that exists in the state.
Mary Wesley is the host of Vermont Untapped, a podcast from the Vermont Folklife Center. We'll have a link to full episodes of the podcast on our website, vpr.org. Mary, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch. Great to be here.